hot parents, indifferent parents, or maybe you did not even know your parents. But God used them to bring you into the world. But his real goal was not to just leave you there, was to get you into his family. And so, my true identity is found. I discover that in God's family. You see, I'm a Bahamian, but there's something much greater, much higher, of greater significance than me being a Bahamian. My true identity is not that I'm a Bahamian. My true identity is not that I'm a member of the Roach clan. That's fine for down here. But my true identity is that I am a member of the family of God. That's my true identity. That's who I am. I'm more than a member of the Roach family. I'm more than a Bahamian. My true identity is that I am a child of the living God. But we can only know that when we are in the family. Listen, what matters most is your spiritual identity. Your spiritual identity. Jacob wrestled with the angel, the Bible says he wrestled with the man, but he wrestled with the angel. And he wrestled all night and all morning long. And the angel said, what is your name? He asked, what is your name? And he says, Jacob. And the angel said, no, that's not your true identity. You're not a deceiver. You're not a cheat. You are a prince with God. You're Israel. You find your true identity in God's house. You remember the story in the Bible when Jesus was doing some ministering. He was in this place. And some people came from the outside and they said, Jesus, man, your mother and your brothers, some of your family members, they'll get a calling for you. What did Jesus say? Jesus says, listen, these people right here who I'm ministering to, who I'm serving, says, they that do the will of my Father, they are my mother and my brother and my sister. Jesus understood his true identity. And listen, so often we overlook this in God's house. So often we do not see that the person sitting next to me who was a part of God's family, they're my brother, they're my sister. We find our true identity in God's house, in God's family. And so it doesn't matter what your nationality is. No matter what your race is, no matter what your color is, your true identity is that we are brothers and we are sisters because we all have a common birth by the Spirit. We all have a common Father. He is God. And so we are a common family. That's our true identity. And these should be the basis of our unity, of our love for each other, and of our care for each other. We find our true identity, who we really are, in the house of God. So, the first description of the church is the church is a family. The second description of the church is that the church is a body. The church is a body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." What does this mean? We are different parts, but we're all connected together, and we complete the body, and we accomplish together what we could never do on our own. We are the body of Christ. And so in the body of Christ, all of a sudden, we find our place, we find our gifts, we find our talent, we find our spot, we find our niche. In Christ's body, I discover my unique value. In Christ's body, I discover my unique value. The church, the body of Christ, made up of many parts, all different. You look around you. Anybody look like you? We're all different. No one is like you. God designed us that way. God loves variety, man. We are the only ones who can appreciate variety, you know. You want you to look like me, talk like me, walk like me, and be like me. Not so with God. He made every one of us different. Every single one of us different. He made everything different on the planet. And listen, we are all needed to make the body complete. You hear me? We belong to each other, the scripture says. Romans 12, 4, let me read it quickly. "Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." Listen. If I cut off my hand and put it on the table there, that hand will eventually wither and die. It has no value over there on the table. No value whatsoever. It only has a value when it's connected to my body. You cannot be what God made you to be without a church family. Without being connected to Christ's body, you have to belong. You have to belong. Listen. I have a contribution to make.
body.
Because I am connected to the body. And none of the members can say, I don't need you. No one can say, I don't need you. Because we belong to each other. You have a role to play. You have a function. You are important in the body. You have a contribution to make. You are somebody. Because you are a part of the body. So in Christ's body, I discover my unique value. That you are valuable. You are precious. You are needed. And we need you in the body. And so the second description of the church is that the church is a body. It's a body. And every single part of that body is precious, is valued, is needed. So the third description of the church is that the church is a flock. It's God's flock. In God's flock, I'm protected and I'm cared for. See, I'm not on my own. I enjoy the safety and I enjoy the safety and security because I've got a shepherd. Why did God choose a flock of sheep as a description or an illustration of what the church is like? Because sheep has no sense of direction. They're easily lost. Sheep wander away from the path easily, get distracted. Sheep cannot care for themselves. This describes you and me. It describes us. Sheep cannot even protect themselves. In God's flock, I'm protected. I'm cared for. And so why is this so important to know? That why is it important for me to know that in this flock of God, that I'm protected and I'm cared for? Listen. When I'm being beaten up in the marketplace of life and in the business arena, this is important for me to know that I have a shepherd. I'm protected and I'm cared for. Why is this important to know? When my family is under stress to the breaking point, it's important for me to know that. When I'm facing personal crisis in my life, it's important for me to know that. I need to know that somebody cares. Somebody is protecting me. I need to know that I can look to the hills for man's coming, my help. I need to know that he'll never leave me or forsake me. I need to know that I can cast my cares upon him. I need to know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. I need to know someone is protecting me and caring for me. I need to know. That's why it's important for me to be in this flock. God's flock. Because the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. He cares for me. He protects me. Because I'm able to do it for myself. And when I'm facing the challenges of life, the real issues of life, it's important for me to know that He cares for me. When I'm facing financial stress, I need to know that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I need to know that the Good Shepherd is taking care of the sheep. And not just that God cares and protects you, but in the flock, we help each other. That's why we talk about small groups and the importance of being in a small group. Because in the flock, we care for each other. And so in God's family, the church, I learn my true identity in Christ's body, the church. I discover my unique value. In God's flock, the church, I come together for protection and care. And so, as we come to the end, why should you remain disconnected when a church like this, has so much to offer? What are you waiting on? You have been called, we said it earlier, not just to believe, but to belong. For some of you, you've been coming to FTC for a while. You've been attending regularly. You believe, but now you need to belong. You've been called to belong. Now is the time to be connected, to be involved. For some of you, and you know Grand Bahama is that kind of community, a very transient community. Coming and going, households leaving, coming, moving. Listen, some of you do not have a family, not a family on the island, not a family support. Some of you're distant from your family. You're far away from them. Listen, we will be your family. You're called to belong. Maybe you have been here, been looking for a place to fit in, a place to be accepted. And you never felt like you belong anywhere. You belong here. You belong here, regardless of who you are, regardless of what you have done, regardless of what you look like, it does not matter. Listen, this is a family, FBC, that is open to you. You're not just wanted. You are welcome. You have been called to belong. And the word to all of us. Listen, let's fall in love with the family of God all over again. Let's fall in love with the body of Christ all over again. that's fallen in love with the flock of God all over again. Because you have been called to belong. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I'm going to ask the team to come. You know, as we spoke this morning, God's Spirit is so active, so alive in this place. No doubt he is confirming some things to you in your heart even now. You may be at a place where you are totally out of the family of God. You may be at that place where you don't know Christ at all. You've never met him. You may have been in the family and you, just like that sheep, wandered far away. But now it's time to come home. You belong here. You are called to belong. You may be someone who are distant from your family, and maybe at a place where you just have never fit in anywhere you went. Listen, you've been called to belong. This morning, as we close, we want to offer a prayer for you. We're going to ask you to come meet us right here at the front. We'll offer a prayer for you. You might have been beaten and bruised all week long. And you want the Good Shepherd, the protection, the security, and the care to be affirmed in your life even now. We're going to ask everyone to stand. And if you want prayer, if you heard God's word and there is something that